This is Beirut spoke with Lebanese residents in Paris to get their reactions to the Olympic Games, which officially kicked off on Friday in the French capital and other cities across the mainland and overseas territories. The Paris Olympic Games officially kicked off on Friday, July 26, with the lighting of the Olympic flame in the Tuileries Garden, following a grand ceremony along the Seine that was broadcast by television cameras from across the globe. The event was particularly exciting for Rita and Maurice, a French-Lebanese couple living in Paris. "The opening ceremony was outstanding, a defining moment for France," they explain, Rita emphasizing that she had a seat along the Seine. "I was incredibly proud to see the Lebanese athletes. I didn't have high expectations for the opening ceremony, but it exceeded everyone's expectations and was incredible, especially the final performance by Celine Dion, which was the spotlight of the show and brought tears to my eyes," shares Rita Saliba, who lives in Paris. However, one element of the ceremony drew her attention. "Unfortunately, as a Christian, I found the segment reminiscent of The Last Supper, a scene featuring a group seated at a table, including several drag queens, to be disrespectful and a clear offense to our religion, which is unacceptable," she says. "France is indeed the land of freedom, but that freedom ends where disrespect for others begins." Angelo, 31, a consultant in Paris, expresses a similar view. "I thought it was a great idea to hold the ceremony along the Seine, with delegations arriving by boat, especially given the stunning backdrop of the river. Most of the performances were also impressive from an artistic perspective," he says. Regarding the LGBTQ segment, Carlo expressed the following: "I am definitely against actions such as the LGBTQ segment that mocked Christianity. I have no issue with LGBTQ people as long as their freedom doesn't infringe on ours. I was expecting that they would deliver a message during the Olympic opening ceremony, but not in a way that targeted a religious symbol." Thomas Jolly, the director of the opening ceremony, has denied being inspired by Leonardo da Vinci's painting. In an interview with BFM TV on Sunday, he stated, "You will never find any intent of mockery or contempt in my work. I aim to create a ceremony that heals and reconciles, while also affirming the values of our republic." J. Vuluetra Trace Theatral, Thomas Jolly et Daphne Burki répondent aux critiques sur la cérémonie d'ouverture de jopic.twitter.com/pung4geql. BFM TV, at BFM TV, July 28, 2024. Rita and Maurice convey their excitement at experiencing the Games as Parisians, being recognized as Lebanese and supporting their Olympic delegation. Rita Saliba shares this enthusiasm, stating, "I'm so happy to be in Paris for this event. It's a unique experience that might not come around again for another 100 years. I'm thrilled and proud that France has managed to achieve this. Everything is well organized, from transportation to security." Angelo adds, "I am thrilled to be in Paris during the Olympics. It's a rare chance to experience the games in the host country, and as a Lebanese, I know it's unlikely we'll ever host such an event in Lebanon." In fact, he was in Lille on Sunday to watch the basketball game between the United States and Serbia, which ended with a victory for the team led by LeBron James, 110-84. "The mood was incredible, the stadium packed with people from across Europe and the United States to see the NBA stars up close." Angelo is actually looking for a ticket for an event in Paris, ideally at a prominent landmark in the capital. Rita and Maurice have tickets for wrestling, athletics and beach volleyball events and are still looking for tickets to other competitions. Rita Saliba mentions that she has not yet attended any events but plans to support the Lebanese participants in the upcoming and final events. The Paralympic Games are scheduled to take place from August 28 to September 8.